welcome back to Ball Watching Sinbin Edition. George, this is now our fourth episode, and I always look forward to these and getting to pick your expert brain for all rules and officiating topics that we all love to discuss as fans here of St. Louis City SC and fans even broader than that. But George, we got some big news over the last couple days with some of the new rules that we, at least on the podcast, have tried to describe, but we wanted to bring them in front of you, George, and talk about them. Before we do, George, obviously welcome to the show once again, back to Sinbin, and also, how are things going so far with the pro referees being back in organization now?
Yeah, Jake, thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure to be here. So, look, I think we're 3 weeks in now into the PSRA referees being back on the field. My opinion very briefly is that week one was okay. I mean, I think Drew Fisher was the referee. I think there were some challenges as St. Louis was out in Salt Lake. It wasn't perfect, but it got on and there were some challenges as far as, whether or not there should have been a red card, whether it was a handball. So that's week one. Week two, very briefly, I think went okay at home 2 weeks ago, from the referee perspective. I also don't think it was perfect, but it was reasonable. I think that, the team referee team maybe allowed too many challenges of stopping the play in the midfield that stopped the counterattack or stopped the attack. And they should have maybe dealt with that a little bit better, but all in all, okay. They didn't do a bad job. I thought last weekend with Ted Uncle was really good. I really do. I think he balanced yellow cards well. The first yellow card at the third minute was absolutely a yellow card. Any higher, it's a red card. Any higher on the ankle, I thought there was a really good balanced yellow card shortly after that. And I'll share that Ted told me after the game that that was one of the most difficult games he's had to referee in a very long time.
George, I love that insight from you because I have to think that a referee getting their assignment to go and perform against or for a St. Louis City SC match might stack up as one of the taller orders that you get in the league. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And so do the guys and girls. Okay. This is one of their, it's become one of their favorite places to come. Okay. They absolutely love the atmosphere. They love the way that St. Louis plays because it does make life easier. They're not out deliberately doing all kinds of stupid things tactically to make the game go haywire. But they do have to do their homework and understand what does the competition, what does that match bring one team versus the other and how is that going to work on the day. So we'll continue to see challenges throughout the year. It'll continue to be fun doing the Sinbin with you, Jake.
Yeah.
And maybe we won't have a lot to talk about. Who knows? But I have a feeling we will at some point.
We will indeed. And I fully intend, George, at some point down the line to work some video analysis into here and to almost make you our post-game VAR. And sure. I want you to kind of critique some calls. But honestly, George, I don't have much to say about this current season. I mean, especially since the pro referees have come back, which I think is a good thing. But I do have some things I want you to say and speak about with those new competition initiatives that I mentioned off the top. So just to name them right here. And I think for you all listening, these three should make for a better watching, a better attending experience for how you perceive the game. I think it'll hopefully create more ball in play time as well and less dramatics or theatrics. But the three competition initiatives to list off here, these are going live this weekend. Time of recording is 4:18, so April 18th. These will be live this weekend in the first derby for us against Sporting. And they will be the off-field treatment rule, the timed substitutions rule, and the in-stadium VAR announcements. So, George, I guess from top to bottom, kind of give us your take on each of those three and what you think they might mean to us as fans and into the game.
I will do that, Jake. So so the off-the-field treatment rule, this is a really good one. I like this one a lot. Apparently, all of these had success in the MLS Next Pro. But the off-the-field treatment rule is that if a player is down, excuse me, for 15 seconds, at least 15 seconds, that player then has to leave the field for treatment, and they may not re-enter the field for 2 minutes. Okay, so they get treated, and once they're finished, they have to be off for at least 2 minutes. So I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know if that 2 minutes includes it just took them 2 minutes to get the treatment done, and they are now ready to come on. But I do know that once they leave, they have to be off for a minimum of 2 minutes. Okay. So if they're immediately ready and they want to come back, they have to wait. If it takes 3 or 4 minutes to get them done, well, my guess is that they've already served, quote unquote, that 2 minutes, mm-hmm. And they'll get to come back on right away. So, but that would be more of an injury. Now, I do know that there are some exclusions with this, and the exclusions are serious head injuries, any other serious incident that may happen to a player, as well as I believe it's a yellow or a red card. If there is a caution or a red card, then they don't have to wait the 2 minutes to come back on. So that's the main thing. I'll comment on that briefly. I'll be honest, the last couple of weeks have been really frustrating as players from both sides throughout games, both of the games in St. Louis, really took their time to get off the field and delay and just really waste a lot of time. I sent a text to my wife that we were going to have 8 to 10 minutes of stoppage time, and that was a pure guess on my part on this last game on Saturday or Sunday, and we had 10 minutes. So that was a lot of time wasting by the teams for this kind of a thing that will then go away, right? It'll really go away. The next thing is the time subs. I think this one is really interesting as well. So players have to be off the field within 10 seconds of the substitution being granted. And if they're not off the field within 10 seconds, the substituting player has to wait a full minute, to come back onto the field. So 60 seconds. My guess is that's going to be managed by the fourth official. I also would guess, and I don't know, I know that the referees are learning how to implement these things this week in some city. I don't know if it's Dallas or another place that they went. But my guess is that early on, especially throughout the rest of this year, they're going to be very serious and very timely about exactly how long it takes. Give or take a second or two, right? It's not ever perfect. But when we hit that 10-second mark and the sub is not off the field, they're not within a step or two of leaving the field, that player is going to have to wait a minute, is my guess. So, and look, it encourages substitutions, timely substitutions, and getting the game moving. And MLS has posted on their website that in MLS Next Pro, it was over a 97% success rate that they were able to get the players off the field. Actually, it was 99.7%.
Yeah.
That they were able to get the players off the field and the subs done within 10 seconds. So that's really exciting.
I love that, George, because both those things to me, again, are going to add more time to the value that we as fans want to get when we actually get to watch the game versus all of the dead ball time and a lot of the rolling around on the ground. I do think there'll be some early growing pains, and I cannot wait to witness them unless they're being done to our team. But I do think that I feel like these players will fall in line as long as we can kind of enforce this, you know, consistently.
And I believe it will be enforced consistently, especially in year one, in year one. So then we have to wait and see what happens for year two. Things tend to start to relax a little bit. So what are the points of emphasis? The third thing, Jake, though, is the VAR reviews, right? So everything gets reviewed by the VAR. Okay? Literally everything that happens in the game. Those that the referee is sent over to the camera or to the screen to have a look at, that is that the video assistant referee said, hey, I don't think you were right on this one, they go over and look. So they now have to give an explanation of everything that they go and look at on the screen. So they will do similar to what they did in the Women's World Cup. They'll look at the screen, they'll make their decision, they'll back up, they'll go to a specific place or location on the field. It'll be an open mic in the stadium. And they will explain exactly what the decision is. Don't expect them to get too technical in the decision. They're gonna say, this is what we reviewed, this is the decision, and we're going on with it.
Right.
As opposed to explaining the decision. That won't happen. I don't believe that will happen. But very much like the NHL, when they have a penalty, the referee comes over and says, you know, number 32 for slashing, 2 minutes or whatever.
Yep.
Similar will happen in MLS now with VAR.
I love it.
I think that's exciting too. I think the people in the stadium, you may not like what they have to say, but at least you now have transparency into what the decision was.
Yeah, and I like that you distinguish between they're not going to get on the mic and defend the call.
No,
They're just going to make it known what the call is.
Correct.
So for anyone out there that's expecting a debate to happen live in the stadium and the broadcast, don't expect it. But hey, maybe in some future evolution, George.
Well, that's my job afterwards, right?
Yeah, right, right.
That's what we do here on Senbin, George, and you knocked it out of the park. We got 10 minutes down, and we got a lot of value for it. So, George, thank you so much for joining us on this fourth episode of Senbin. Hope you have a great week, and let's roll City into this hot weekend as we head west to Sporting Kansas City. George, actually, quick, any prediction?
No. Okay. No prediction whatsoever, none. I know part of my family is going to be in the stadium, so I'm hoping for a win.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you, George. And thank you to everyone listening to this. This is Senbin and Ball Watching, and we're signing out. Three, two, one. Yeah.